And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Linda Wilson with the Sitka Local Foods Network, here to tell us about an exciting new program that reaches out to first-time gardeners. Welcome to Morning Edition, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, this is the First-Time Gardener Mentoring Program. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we decided to try something new this year and reach out to some folks who maybe hadn't been into gardening before. We know we've had some education things in the past where a lot of gardeners have come to our event, but we wanted to reach out to the people who maybe had some challenges to gardening. For example, they may not have any soil already in their plot. They've never gardened before in their lives. They're intimidated by our climate. And maybe they're low income and need some assistance getting things started because they don't have any funding to build a plot. So we wanted to reach out to those folks, and we advertised, and we had quite a few people contact us. And last night we selected two families.
Can you tell us a little bit about where they're located and what their situations look like? What are some of the challenges they're facing?
Well, one of the lots is centrally located downtown. They have good south-facing exposure for getting sun, but they basically have a gravel lot and no soil already there. And so that's going to be an interesting thing. We have to build the bed from scratch. The other one is way out the road, and they're north and west-facing, so their sun exposure is a little more challenging, and they have a grass yard. So we're, again, going to have to start from scratch and build a raised bed on top of the yard.
So you're sort of looking at, you know, both ends of the spectrum here, and I'm sure many families can relate to both situations. Many houses are just put on a gravel bed in Sitka.
Yeah, and some have very small yards. One of the yards, the one downtown, is very small area, so it's not even, a lot of people would never even think of creating a garden there, but there's actually plenty of space. We're only going to be building small beds, about 3 feet by 6 feet, and starting with some very basic plants. So I think it's going to work.
So this is a program that's free to the folks you'll be mentoring.
Yes, we're going to be using a lot of materials that we find for free around town and gather ourselves. And we do have a small budget provided by the Sitka Local Foods Network for a few other items that we might need.
And you'll also be engaging the community in this project as well. How?
Yes, as soon as we get confirmed dates for working with the families, we will advertise in the paper and on our website to have folks come out and join us for 6 classes. Basically, the very first one would be we will discuss how we selected the space on the property, and we'll build the garden bed and create the soil. And then the second class would be planting, how to plant the various items that we selected and why we selected them. And then we'll have another class on maintaining the garden, and then we'll have a class on the first harvest, and then we'll have another one on the late harvest. So look forward to those in the newspaper and on our website, sitkalocalfoodsnetwork.org, for announcements and how to sign up.
Now, what plants will you be planting? You said that they're easy ones to grow here.
Relatively easy. Potatoes, for example, love acid soil, which we have here in Sitka. We're going to try a little rhubarb because it's a perennial and it's a very nutritious plant. Kale and lettuce, which are easy to grow in our cool climate. And the nice thing about lettuce is it's quick to grow, so you're going to see something fairly quickly. And if you grow the right lettuce, you can actually harvest throughout the summer. You just take a few leaves at a time and it grows back. So, and then kale. Kale is a great nutritious plant that can have a very long season, depending on our winter, for example. You may even have it overwintering, and you'll be able to keep harvesting. I've had it harvested all the way through December, and it's a very good plant to grow here.
Now, it seems like there might be an underlying message to the community here, which is that, you know, gardening in Sitka doesn't have to be, or Southeast, doesn't have to be intimidating.
Yeah, just don't be overly ambitious. Start small. You do some of the things that are the easiest to grow. And there's lots of resources in town, people who have experience that you can go to have your questions answered.
And what about folks who are listening to this and thinking, oh, I really wish that I had an opportunity to be involved in this program to be mentored. Will there be opportunities in the future?
Well, we are pretty confident that this will be successful, and in that case, we would hopefully continue it on and do it again next year. We only picked two families this year because of this is an experiment for us, and you're going to be able to track our success on our website and on our Facebook page. We'll have photographs and descriptions of what we're doing and how we'll take photographs of how the plants grow and everything, and you'll be able to track our success. And next year, if we have a great success, maybe we'll have a whole bunch of folks apply and we'll be able to continue this on.
And how can people get more information in general if they're feeling inspired now to start their own bed?
Well, the best thing would be to look for our notifications in the newspaper about the classes. But you can also get a lot of information through our website, the SickaLocalFoodsNetwork.org. We have a wonderful blogger on there who posts all kinds of great information on growing things, especially in Southeast Alaska. And there's contact information on there. You can always email us so that we can answer your questions.
Now, Linda, how did you get involved with gardening in Southeast?
Well, my mother had a stroke, and I was under quite a bit of stress at the time because of helping to take care of her in the house, and I wanted to get out of the house sometimes. So I started gardening, and I found it very therapeutic, very relaxing. And then I started actually succeeding in growing something to eat, and it was like, wow, this tastes great. I never liked broccoli until I actually grew broccoli and ate it fresh out of the garden. So that's how I got started.
So it's about more than food for you.
Yes, it is. I really enjoy being out there and getting my hands in the dirt. If you haven't done it before, try it. It's really great.
Is this program also about helping people, you know, create some food security for themselves?
Yes, the more we can diversify our food sources, especially if we're in control of whether or not there's pesticides and all these chemicals and stuff used, the healthier we're going to be in general, and we're going to be more secure if, say, the barges don't show up. There's still some food here. Some of these things you can store over the winter, like potatoes or something. You can, if you have enough potatoes, and you can store them in a cool room in your house, you can be using them all winter long. So that is a part of food security.
So workshops will start this month?
Yes. Within the next week or so, we'll have some announcements out in the newspaper and on our website about how to sign up for the workshops.
Great. And then they should run through September's late harvest?
Yeah. And how to put the garden to bed.
Okay. Well, any closing thoughts, Linda?
Just remember, it's already time to start thinking about planting, so check out your garden centers in town and your seed catalogs and at least start something simple. If you don't have any garden already out there, get a pot. You can do some container gardening.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest has been Linda Wilson with the Sitka Local Foods Network. They have a new program, First Time Gardener Mentoring Program. If you'd like to learn more about it and the community workshops that are involved, you can go to sitkalocalfoodsnetwork.org.